forget about the singer actress J-Lo. I'm talking to my favorite J-Lo around. Of course, it's UFC lightweight fighter Joe Lozon joining us from his hometown of Boston, Massachusetts. I am assuming, based on the phone number. First off, Joe, thanks for coming to the park. Thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So are you training right now in Boston or in Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm out in Boston for the holidays, so I've been on here training.
All right, and so you made the switch over to Hawaii. We'll get to that in just a second. But the last time UFC fans saw you in action, it was UFC 78, a very convincing victory over Jason Reinhardt. So what's up next for you? Have you heard about when your next fight is going to be?
I'm not sure. You know, I think most of the cards are filled up, you know, for the next 2 months or so. So I think we're looking at, you know, March to April or something like that.
Overall, were you happy with your performance? I mean, Jason Reinhardt was making his debut in the UFC, still was on a very long winning streak, a bit older than you, but nonetheless, a very convincing victory, probably the most convincing of the entire card. Looking back on it now, a few weeks later, were you happy with your performance?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty happy. You know, the fight went my way, you know, from start to finish. So, I mean, I don't think it could have gone much better for me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely happy with it.
And then you leading up to that fight, you made the transition to train out in Hawaii with BJ Penn's camp. There's a whole host of videos on YouTube of you doing a bunch of things, just like wrestling around on the beach, eating a 30-ounce steak, which I saw. I'm not sure if that was in Hawaii, but it looked impressive nonetheless. Where was that?
That one was back home. Oh, but, I mean, it was pretty cool, you know, having the chance to go to Hawaii, you know. I mean, who gets to just, you know, kind of do wrestling drills out on the beach, you know what I mean? It's a very unique experience. So I just loved it out there. You know, I mean, there's no issues out there whatsoever. I mean, there's nothing to dislike at all.
Are you planning on moving there full-time, or are you going to kind of make, you know, spend half your time Boston, half your time in Hawaii?
I think I'm going to split it up. I'll probably do half and half. You know, I mean, I got, you know, I'm real close to my family out here. You know, a lot of guys are trained, you know, they're like family too. So it's kind of tough to just kind of up and move, you know, 100%. But, you know, if I'm getting ready for a fight or something, going out for a couple months is, you know, a good time. Yeah, good time.
What was the reasoning behind moving out there and training with him? Did you guys just, you know, have great chemistry due to the fact that you're on the show together? Was there something that you thought you needed to improve on, hence the move?
I mean, we clicked really, really well, you know. I think we both kind of saw training the same way, you know. We're both serious about it, you know. We just hit it off really well. I think that was the main thing.
You know, there were a lot of stories, especially when you're on the show and afterwards, you know, how you had this other job. I believe it was a computer programming.
Network administrator.
Okay. Now you've left the job. Do you still get that that sort of itch to go back into the workforce, the 9-to-5 job?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I don't miss you know, the commute in or any of that crap. You know, I'm always, you know, messing around on the computer, you know, doing whatever, you know. But I definitely don't miss the 9-to-5.
Was it tough for you to let that go? I mean, nowadays MMA fighters, it's a lot better of a situation than, let's say, 5 years ago in terms of financially. Having that sort of safety net to fall back on where you know that you're getting an income from another stable job, was that hard to let go, or are you pretty confident that, you know, the landscape for a fighter such as yourself is one that you will have a steady stream of income coming in?
I mean, I definitely wasn't happy letting go of a steady income, but at the same time, I don't want to have a job that, you know, I got to grind out, you know, 9-to-5 every day for the rest of my life. You know, if I take a chance now, I get the opportunity to, you know, actually do what I want to do and train every day and maybe make something of it.
Realistically, so, for 2008, how many fights would you like to get under your belt?
Probably 4, maybe 5.
And what is... That would be a pretty, you know, very packed, since you wouldn't be probably fighting till March or April. So that said, if you do continue to win your fights, how far away do you think you would be, I mean, based on discussions that you've had with the folks at UFC, from a potential title shot?
You know, I have no idea. I mean, anything can happen. You know what I mean? My next fight could be a huge fight, or it could be another prelim. You know, I have no idea. I'm just, you know, I'm going to take one fight at a time. I don't really know what's next exactly, so I'm just, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on the ball, you know, just keep focusing on training, and when I have a fight, I'll focus on that. I'm not going to, start looking too far down the line.
Were you a little disappointed that your fight at UFC 78 was a prelim fight? Most of the tough guys, especially that you've had experience in UFC, that it was one of those that wasn't televised on the pay-per-view part?
Yeah, well, it was actually televised after the main event, but it wasn't scheduled to be televised.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that was kind of crappy, But I mean, if you look at the opponent I was fighting too, it deserved to be a pretty one. You know what I mean? I wasn't fighting the toughest opponent, so I understand why it was, not shown. Why it wasn't, guaranteed to be shown.
Do they tell you how far in advance do they tell you that your fights? I mean, obviously, it really doesn't matter when it comes down to it, but it still has got to feel good to know that your fight is going to be shown live. How far in advance do they tell you whether or not your fight would be broadcast live on the pay-per-view?
You really don't know. I mean, it could change even to the week before. You could have another fight, get added and you get bumped, or a fight could fall through and you could get, bumped on, So you don't really know at all. I mean, you can kind of just follow the website and try to figure it out that way, but that's about it.
There's a potential interesting storyline that could be brewing. Let's just say BJ Penn defeats Joe Stevenson in January, captures the belt. You continue to, rack up the wins. At some point, you guys might be facing each other. Have you guys ever spoke about that?
If it came down to it, we'd both do what we have to do, but I'm sure it's not going to get to that point. I'm sure BJ will be done with 155 and, on his way at 170, Matt Hughes or St. Pierre or whoever, I don't think he's going to stick around 55 very long.
Even if he captures the belt, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think even if he wins the belt, I mean, he'll probably defend it a couple times, and, I mean, he really wants St. Pierre and Hughes. He'll win the title, defend it, do whatever he has to do, and then he'll go back to 170.
If there's a guy out there, obviously not BJ Penn, if there's a guy out there that you'd really love to kind of test your strengths up against right now in the lightweight division, probably the division that's really growing the fastest in the UFC, one particular name that comes to mind?
Spencer Fisher.
Spencer, why?
Oh. He beat my brother. A little payback.
All right. Yep. That's pretty simple for us, to kind of back up your bro. Makes sense to us. Okay, so how about your time in The Ultimate Fighter? Okay, it's been a while since you fought on the show and everything. To us, when we heard that you were going to be involved in it, Jens Pulver, a guy you just beat, is one of the coaches. What was the thought process behind taking that spot? Because it seemed strange. You had just beat the coach, and now you're going to have to potentially fight under him. Did that ever cross your mind as being maybe weird that you shouldn't be going on the show?
Well, that was the first thing we thought about, I mean, I knew that BJ and Jens were going to be the coaches, before it was announced. I knew that they were going to be the coaches before I decided to, go on the show. So that was, a conscious effort on my part to go on the show knowing, all that was going to go on. So I don't know, I mean, it would have been weird training under Jens. The big ongoing joke around all my friends that knew I was going on was, you ask Jens how to stop a left hook and just stuff like that. It's just, it would have made for a lot of interesting situations. But, I mean, when I went on the show, I went on because I wanted to train with BJ. So, it shows even more, how great of an opportunity it was for me to go out to Hawaii and, be able to train with him even more.
When you first came on the show and saw Jens for the first time, did he say anything to you about your fight or about anything else?
No, he just came up to me, gave me a big hug. He called me the spoiler or something like that, told me I messed up all his plans. And, that was about it. He's super friendly. I mean, the great thing about MMA is that, you guys will beat the crap out of each other, in the octagon or in the ring or whatever it may be. But, before the fight, after the fight, everything's pretty cool.
When you look back on your experience on the show now several months down the line, are you ultimately happy that you did it?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy that I did it, I still wish that I could have given, my brother the opportunity to go on there and do, and show everyone what he can do. But, I'm definitely glad I went on there.
Yeah, we heard about that. Did you actually formally ask anyone in the UFC or the producers of the show to take your brother instead of you?
Oh, yeah, time and time again. I talked to Spike, I talked to the UFC. The main thing, which I mean, I really couldn't argue with, because he wasn't 21. And them having alcohol in the house and all that stuff, it was, a liability. So if they don't want anyone that's, under 21, there's really no room for you to argue.
And what about the status of your brother potentially fighting for the UFC sometime down the line? Have there ever been any talks about that?
Yeah, I mean, they'll let him come back, you know, as soon as he wants to come back, I'm sure.
Okay.
But the main thing is we want to make sure he's ready. We definitely rushed him in to get in. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we escalate the competition. Rather than going from fighting, you know, guys with, you know, only one or two fights to going to fight Spencer Fisher, he's like 17-1 or whatever it was at the time. You know, we want to, you know, take it slow, be a little smarter about, you know, fights you take.
Just recently, we spoke to your old friend Gabe Rudiger, and he, when we asked him about you know, someone that he would like to fight, he, you know, he mentioned either you or your brother. Didn't really want to go into all the beef. I mean, he touched on the stuff on the internet and whatnot, and in particular seemed peeved at your brother. Why so much tension there between the Lozons and the Rudigers?
The main thing with Gabe is he likes throwing his mouth. He was saying stuff like, oh, you know, the only thing that I'm upset about getting kicked off the show and not fighting the UFC is I don't get to fight you, Joe. But what's your brother doing? So he's just, you know, he's taking shots at my family and stuff like that. And the truth is, you know, my brother would destroy him. You know, it wouldn't even be close. So I mean, like, it's just, it wouldn't even be close. So he wants to run his mouth and talk big and talk trash. And you know, we found a promoter. We were gonna set it up. It didn't work out. You know, whatever.
Oh yeah, I was just about to ask you guys that. How close have you ever been to? Because I mean, for internet fans, it would seem like a bout that many people would love to pay to see. How close have you guys been to actually putting the fight together?
We found a promoter that was willing to set it up, and I gave the management, or said they already had like 3 or 4 fights lined up, and you know, so they weren't looking to book anything at that time. So I don't know.
In 2008, would you look to do something, or are you trying to kind of move past all this drama?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing my brother beat up Gabe. You know, I mean, it'd be a good win for him. So, yeah, I'd have no problem seeing that.
All right, cool. Thanks, Joe. Great talking with you. Best of luck in 2008. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you challenging for that belt sometime very soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.